I've worked with enough entrepreneurs to know that there's a high likelihood that there's a possibility that you are looking around at other people, even if it's subconscious, who are also running a business and raising kids and wondering some days how on earth they're doing it the way that they're doing it. How are they seemingly crushing the launches and writing the books and getting the opportunities and making the money and making the healthy lunches that they're sending off with their kids to school or having the downtime or creating the moments or maybe even homeschooling? If you've had access to the internet, which I'm going to go ahead and make the safe assumption that you likely do, especially social media, it's way too easy to see other entrepreneurial parents and make judgments and to compare to what they're doing. But it's not new news that comparison won't serve you. So this episode is going to go beyond that because I don't want this to be a comparison is the thief of joy episode. It runs a lot deeper than that. Who and what are you really comparing yourself to? Having a barometer isn't a bad thing, but if it's measuring the wrong metrics, you could get pretty off course relatively quickly, leaving you feeling like you're behind in business or failing your kids. And that stops today because we're going to have a revealing, powerful, shifting conversation for you. So let's raise them up right. Hey, you're listening to the Luminary Leadership Podcast, and I'm your host, Liz. This is the space where we equip overwhelmed entrepreneurs to become the confident, visionary leader their business, team, family, legacy need to win. After working with countless entrepreneurs over the last decade plus, I've noticed this theme. No matter the level of success they achieved, and I've worked with some incredibly successful business owners, they get to this point where they're asking, now what? You know, what am I being called to next? What does next look like? How do I get there? If you're listening to this, you get it. You're craving more impact and you want to feel less frantic and in the weeds of your day-to-day roles and instead lead with that vision and that peace and that intention and that clarity. You want to wake up each morning with that clarity and vision and the time and the margin to do what you love in your business and in your life with your family. This show is where industry leaders come to grow into their next level of achievement and purpose and impact and legacy. Success in business and true legacy at home. Get ready because we both know you don't just need another strategy. It is time for your breakthrough. If you ever want to roll your eyes when people talk about having it all, and you witness those people, let's say online for the sake of ease, and it drives you nuts because you're wondering, what are you missing? How is it that they're able to do what they're doing so gracefully and so well when you're over here grinding, feeling guilty when you're working and stressed when you're not? And we've heard over and over again about not comparing our lives to people's, quote, highlight reels on social media. But as people with two major callings on our hearts, our businesses and our families, are we setting ourselves up for failure and setting an impossible standard by comparing not only ourselves to highlight reels, but highlight reels from people who are either crushing it at business, but completely failing at home, which you don't ever see reflected on their social media. They're building a dream that's completely at the expense of everything else that actually matters, face down in their phones, constantly working, putting their business before their families. Or they're killing it at home. They've got the homeschool thing locked and loaded. Their kids get so much of their attention and focus, but they don't have the calling or the purpose outside the home to contend with. And sometimes if we're being honest with ourselves, we sometimes think that this would be an easier calling if we were just called to raise our little leaders, right? But that's not the case for us. We were designed this way. We have a deep desire to show up in the world and use our gifts in our businesses and use our businesses to help us in raising our babies into happy, thriving, successful kids. We're comparing to the wrong people. We're measuring with the wrong tool. Or measuring the wrong metrics. Because here's the thing. You might have that thriving business. You might have the beautiful family. On paper, you have it all. The thing you roll your eyes at, you actually have in your possession, except it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like you've reached the dream life, the one that you envisioned for yourself when you got started. You bust your tail building a meaningful, profitable business. You work sometimes crazy hours. You start and end your days in your inbox. You've reached many levels of professional success you set out to achieve, yet you're still unsatisfied and frankly not very happy. Even if your social doesn't want to reflect that, because you know you're not modeling a life of purpose and freedom and leadership and legacy that you want to hand down to your children. This isn't a conversation to be hard on ourselves, so let's not do that. That too is a waste of our energy and time. Because we can check a lot of the boxes, right? You somehow still make it to those soccer games and are there to kiss the skinned knee, or you're in the carpool lines and the parent-teacher conferences, even if you are a few minutes late from time to time, and you pack the lunches and you wipe the tears and you have the kitchen dance parties and read one more book at bedtime, and then goodnight kisses are distributed among the kids and your laptop maybe opens back up again at the end of the night. You switch hats from parent to entrepreneur and back again so quickly you probably could perform a one-person play at this point and do pretty damn good job at it. You are doing it all. You do have it all. You are, quote, living the dream. So why does it feel so hard and like everyone else has figured it out? Again, it's because we need to be careful who we define as everybody else. Who are you comparing your life to? I remember in my short stint of having a corporate career, I was really unemployable. I don't know why anybody wanted, I just hated being told what to do. So I worked for this company and I was doing marketing and I had these big dreams of moving up the corporate ladder. I was so competitive. And I was looking at my boss and I wanted to be able to elevate up into his role. And I was so set on that. So I was comparing myself to him. And I was like, I have to check these boxes to get to that level. And I want that level so bad. But then I had this really humbling conversation with a family member whom I trust immensely and who has walked through a lot and who loves me and sees that potential in me and said, tell me more about this person that you're comparing yourself to. And I was like, oh, well, they have this role and they make this much money and they get to drive this corporate car when I only get this corporate car. And I was listing off all these things that at 22 feel so important. And then he said, yeah, that's great. What are his values? What's his family life look like? Is he a dad? Does he have kids? How's his relationship with those kids? And I started thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I see him and he works countless hours. He's there before any of us. He leaves after us. He's going through a separation in his marriage. I can't imagine he's very present with his kids because I never see him not at the office. And it was this wake-up call that I was comparing myself and working towards something that I don't even stand for, that I don't even want, that doesn't even align with my values. I was so focused on that role and that opportunity and just getting to the next thing and pushing myself. And eventually when I get there, I'll finally feel fill in the blank. But I was comparing to the wrong person. I was pushing for the wrong things, things that didn't even align with who I'm called to be. I've been privy to a behind the scenes look into a lot of successful entrepreneurs' businesses and lives, mentoring them or being peers with them. Many of whom you know and likely really admire and are admiration worthy in many ways. But in some ways, just like you, they're hurting. They've dedicated so much of their lives focusing on where they're going, and they haven't paid attention to what's required to get there and woken up to the fact that they were comparing to the wrong destination. They were looking at other people who had, quote, done the things. Let's take writing a New York Times bestseller. But they didn't look under the hood of what was required to get there and what the sacrifices were to get there. And that the person that they were admiring all the while, who maybe had their name in lights or money in the bank account, didn't have the values in check or the priorities in check that matter so much to them. We live in a world where we naturally compare. It's impossible not to. It's in our face all day. You'd have to be superhuman to not see something and start to judge it and think about it in your mind as to how it applies to you. That's comparison. And a lot of times it's subconscious. We're so bombarded with images and videos and conversations and whatever it might be of how other people are doing things, but we're not allowed access to what's under the surface. You know, you see that glacier, but like how much of it is under the surface that's truth, we don't get to see that part. So we don't get to see when we're comparing to someone else's business how they got there and what that did to their marriage, or how they got there and the guilt they feel for not being present with their kids all those years. So my first challenge to you in hearing this, if this resonates in any capacity, is stop trying to craft a life that looks better than it feels. That's what society calls us to do right now. That's what social media calls us to do. And that's what's leaving people so depressed, so anxious, and so unfulfilled. Instead, flip it on its head. Craft a life that feels better than it looks. I don't care about a curated feed. I'm not dedicating my life to being a Pinterest mom. When I make my kids lunch, I don't take a picture of it and share it on the internet because there's 0% prettiness to it. I'm feeding my kid nourishing food. I'm not going to try and have this perfectly curated plate for my child that's just going to go rip it apart. I want a life that feels even better than it looks. We know that comparison isn't just the thief of joy, but of creativity and innovation and connection and possibility and our energy. So much of what we're seeing is a freaking illusion. We're comparing ourselves to something that isn't a true representation of reality in its entirety. And that's massively problematic. And we're often doing it to people that we don't even really personally know, which is 10 times more problematic. There are plenty of people out there who have a business and have kids. It doesn't mean they're going about it in a way that aligns with how we're called to go about it, with our values, with the values we're trying to instill both into the work that we do and the kids that we're raising. It takes some digging to find our people that are prioritizing both, that have integrated both. That's so rare. That's so rare. In fact, it's counterculture. We're told to have these strict boundaries between our work and our families. And it's leading to the degradation of possibility for our families. Because when you choose entrepreneurship, you can't keep it in this bucket over here on the side. It's infiltrated all parts of life. You've chosen a different path for your family when you've chosen it. So when you're trying to separate them, you're going to constantly feel split in two. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're probably not going to find many examples on social media, and that your in-person circles are probably also lacking in examples because society just doesn't match these values that we care deeply about. And a lot of these conversations over these last few months have been to kind of like shake you at the shoulders and wake you up to the fact that you're going to have to make a change. This isn't just going to happen naturally with time. This is not just a season. You are different. You are called to do it differently. And this is kind of that wake-up call to the heart of where you're being guided. Society expects you to sacrifice your goals and dreams for the sake of your kids. And then the entrepreneurial world expects you to sacrifice your family for the sake of your dreams and goals. But you don't really buy into either front. So where do you live in all this? And who are your people? It's a problem. And we all know the saying that we're the average of the five people we spend the most time with. Who are your five? And are they just who you admire in business, or do they have the same call to raise their luminaries against the grain? Are you spending time with other entrepreneurial parents who align with the links that you're willing to go to deliver on both calls? It can be tough to find this community, especially as the world moves more and more online and there's less and less face-to-face. It's hard to find those people just like you who might also feel a little bit like something's wrong with them because they're called to both run a business and be a parent at a very high level, and also questioning whether it's possible to be present doing both. And we as a company are taking that on. We're here to tell you that you can. and we want to support you every step of the way. It's not about just finding the right people who share your values that you can then compare to. It's about finding your people that you can cooperate with, that you can work in collaboration with, that are going to be your people arm in arm as you go on this crusade with so much stacked against you, but it's your call. It's your call in your life to integrate these worlds of business and family and to raise your kids up in leadership as you do it. I hope today's episode gave you what you needed. If it spoke to you, please leave us a review and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on the next powerful episode. And I know it's so cliche to ask for a review. It always feels weird asking for one, but you guys, that makes a huge impact on the show. We read every one of them and it helps us get incredible guests to serve you. Don't be shy. I love connecting with our listeners. You can follow along on Instagram when I'm on there at Eliz Hartke. And if there's a topic or a question or a guest you have for us, reach out, share your thoughts. You can connect at marketing@luminaryleadershipco.com. And we do this for you. So the more you tell us, the more we can serve you. Thanks for spending some time with me. I really do appreciate you. Tune in next week to keep building your legacy and becoming the confident visionary leader you are meant to be.